see. In the meantime, what's going on? This is amazing. Jude Van Vaak caught up with Jordy Smith ahead of his appearance at the Olympics this year. You know, surfing's been added. And it was really, I guess, super impressive that we were able to get him on the show. I'm a big Jordy Smith fan. So surfers of South Africa, unite. Check this out.
Hot off the bench with Jude Van Vaak. On 5 Drive.
On the line today, I have a person who is making their debut at the Olympics this year, competing in a sport that is also making its debut at the Olympics, legendary South African surfer Jordy Smith. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5FM.
Thanks for having me, dude.
When you first started surfing, did you ever think you'd be introduced like that?
No, I definitely didn't, especially I was 3 years old.
When do you leave and start getting into competition mode?
Well, I think the competition mode will start once we get there to Tokyo. And at that point, the preparation and everything's already been done. You know, as of now, it's just more or less keep composed. Consistency is the key to success, and hard work works. So continue just to work hard and... Yeah, just wait for that day to come.
I wanted to take you back to when surfing was announced as an Olympic sport and that it would be making its debut in Tokyo. What were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts were, how am I going to be able to be a part of this Olympics when I first heard about the games? And then when I became the first surfer to qualify for the Olympics, that was really when it kind of sank in. And it was sort of a mind shift right in that moment to where it went, okay, what have I got to do to prepare for this now? Yeah, I just got to put my best foot forward and give it everything.
Do you feel like you now representing South Africa more now that you're part of a South African team that's involved in multiple sporting codes compared to when you're representing South Africa at a WSL event? Or is it the same feeling in wanting to make South Africa proud?
It's the same feeling always, to be honest. You know, I'm a South African through and through, and I represent them from start to finish, not just because this is the Olympics. I represent them always, and yeah, I wear the flag on my sleeve and with great pride.
The Olympics were supposed to happen last year, but obviously it was put on hold due to the pandemic. What kind of effect did that have on your preparation?
Yeah, I think it had a little bit of effect on my preparation. Just, you know, obviously there were a lot of other people that got affected by the virus. And, you know, I think there was only about a 2 month or 3 month sort of period where there was a bit of uncertainty here in South Africa where you could go outside of your house and do any sort of activity. So that kind of made it a little tough. But yeah, you know, there's other ways to kind of entertain myself and kind of maintain that focus.
How easy or difficult was it for you to take a bit of a break from competitive surfing when the entire world was locked down and virtually no sporting events were taking place?
Looking at the positive side of it, I think it was quite cool. You know, I don't think I would have had a break like this until my career is over. So having that year off, so to speak, was really something needed. And I felt like I just really boosted my morale and gave me the chance to be able to take a step back and have a look at a few other angles and a few other things that I might not have looked at if I had been so honed in on the sport. So that was really something positive, and I was happy with it.
When I think of surfing destinations, Japan is not part of the first few places I think of. Have you been surfing that part of the world?
Done a few trips to Japan in the past, especially to Tokyo. I've done about 2 or 3 trips there where we try and, you know, dial the equipment in and find out the places we're going to stay and the food we're going to be eating and just kind of make it a comfortable zone. So it's not all new when you show up there to compete.
You mentioned you went on like a recon sort of a trip. What kind of diet does a surfer have?
I'm allergic to shellfish, so I don't eat that. But for the most part, I eat a lot of smoothies. It's something that sits really good in your gut. And especially if you're going to be laying on your board, you don't want to be having a big burger right before you paddle out.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges that you'll face while you're out in that part of the world?
I think challenges are going to be dealing with all the ins and outs and probably protocol that's going to have to come in place, all the testing and things like that. I'm sure that it's going to be on major lockdown. So I think it's just going to be trying to navigate around that a little bit and just being comfortable with, you know, a few curveballs. I think there could be a couple. And yeah, it's just don't be kind of blindsided when things don't go the way you planned.
And in terms of the challenges doing the actual event, in terms of the waves and stuff, are there any challenges there?
Obviously, the waves in Tokyo and Japan are really small. That's going to be a challenge for everyone. But they're just particularly small there. So I really hope that they get some swell and some great conditions because, sometimes it could be like a lake.
South African legend and surfer Jordy Smith, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5 Drive. And I wish you nothing but the best for the Olympics, and I hope you bring home the gold.
Thanks, dude.